From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Food and Drug Administration hears testimony today on whether to allow genetically engineered, fast-growing salmon to be sold to the public. A number of environmental and consumer groups are trying to block the move. NPR's Paul Brown reports that if the FDA gives its okay, the salmon would be the first genetically altered animal to be allowed as food for humans in the U.S. Genetically engineered vegetables have been sold for years.
A small Massachusetts company says its genetically engineered salmon tastes the same as normal salmon and poses no environmental or health threat. Consumer and environment advocates say there's not nearly enough evidence to show those claims are true, and they wonder about the risks if genetically engineered fish escape from farms and mate with normal salmon. An FDA panel makes its recommendations today. Tomorrow, the FDA receives comments on how genetically engineered fish should be labeled. The public has 2 weeks to respond. Critics say that's not enough time. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says the announcement that BP's blown-out oil well is finally dead does not diminish the government's determination to help the Gulf Coast recover from the disaster. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the crisis caused by the spill will not be over until every family and community affected is made whole again. Fisherman Michael Alexis in Port Sulphur, Louisiana, says he's still concerned about the cleanup process.
I'm just worried about long term. Just see what it does long term in different areas, because the areas that got really affected.
Father Jerry Stapleton at the Catholic Church in Port Sulphur says most Gulf Coast residents are resilient and optimistic.
You put it behind and you basically move forward and you look to better times ahead.
In Jefferson, Louisiana, Councilman Chris Roberts says pressure must be kept on BP.
Holding BP accountable to ensure that these folks that have been impacted get stood up, and that any of the wetlands that have been impacted by oil are restored.
BP has already paid out nearly $10 billion in cleanup costs and set aside $20 billion to compensate people who were damaged. The firm could face tens of billions of dollars more in government fines and costs from hundreds of pending lawsuits. The American woman released after more than a year in prison in Iran is back in the U.S., but Sarah Short says her focus remains on her fiancé, Shane Bauer, and their friend, Josh Fatal, who remain in custody in Iran.
I stand before you today only one-third free. That was the last thing that Josh said to me before I walked through the prison doors. Josh and Shane felt one-third free at that moment, and so did I.
Short, speaking at a news conference in New York, the three Americans were taken into custody in July 2009 along the border between Iran and Iraq. Iran has accused them of espionage. Short was released for medical reasons. Stocks are clinging to modest gains so far on Wall Street. The Dow up 39 points. The Nasdaq is up 8. This is NPR News. More than 1,600 homes have been evacuated from a suburban area near Salt Lake City as firefighters try to contain a wildfire being spread by gusty winds. The blaze has destroyed at least 4 houses so far. The fire was sparked by an artillery training session by National Guard troops, some of whom are now helping firefighters. South Africa's ruling party is holding a major policy conference today amid deep divisions within the party. Vicky O'Hara reports that some members are expected to challenge the leadership of the country's president, Jacob Zuma.
The meeting follows some tumultuous months for the African National Congress. Its militant youth wing complains ANC leaders have made their friends rich while neglecting the poor. Among other things, the Youth League is calling for nationalization of the mining industry. The powerful Labor Federation, part of the ruling alliance, also is calling for major economic changes. Unions are angry with government for refusing to give into their wage demands. The unions have suspended a public employee strike that paralyzed public schools and hospitals, but unions warn ANC leaders not to take labor support for granted. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Afghanistan's president says it's too early to judge the quality of parliamentary elections there over the weekend, but the main group that was observing the balloting says it has serious concerns about the election. The government of Tajikistan is blaming Islamist militants for killing at least 23 troops in an ambush near the country's border with Afghanistan over the weekend. Mainly Muslim nations. Critics, though, are accusing Tajikistan's president of using the threat of Islamist extremism to crack down on dissent in Tajikistan. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for